Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve's in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, and you can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. Now, three big things.
Three.
Governor calls a special session of Kansas legislature to tackle pandemic legislation.
Two.
President Trump urges governors to get tough on lawbreakers during protests.
One.
More than 5,000 arrested in protesting and rioting in U.S. cities over the death of George Floyd while in police custody in Minneapolis. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Hearing from the Kansas Turnpike Authority now, looks like there's going to be a moving left lane closure, and this will be northbound on I-35. That's the Kansas Turnpike today. They're going to be covering a pretty wide stretch there. It's between the Belle Plaine service area down south of Wichita and the Webb Road interchange. So that'll be a moving left lane closure there on the Kansas Turnpike northbound today. Traffic update, 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and warm today with a high of 89 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 70. Wednesday, sunny and warm. Tomorrow's high, 94. Now mostly cloudy, south wind at 10 miles per hour and 67 degrees. Weather brought to you by Wood Savers. Wood Savers, why buy new? Let them repair and refinish your yard's fence and deck. Request a free estimate at woodsaversinc.com. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. And the Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. You're welcome to participate in this. If a vaccine for COVID-19 is developed, would you get it? Would you take the shot? Yes, 28%. No, 72%. Pretty wide rejection of the vaccine if it comes along. I'll tell you what, I believe I would probably take it myself. I'm thinking that way anyway. How about you, Ted? What do you think?
I think you should take it.
There you go. I've made the decision for me, and there you go. It's my business. All right. That's on our webpage, knssradio.com. Steve and Ted poll question. June is off on an up note for stocks.
Stocks kicking off the new weekend month in the green as coronavirus treatments and the nation's reopening outweighed civil unrest in the wake of the killing of a black man by a white police officer. Positive news on the medical side from Eli Lilly, Gilead, and Moderna with successful trials of coronavirus drugs. And companies most beaten down by the coronavirus, like retailers and airlines, rallying back on hopes of a successful reopening of the country. In the end, the Dow rose 91 points, the NASDAQ rose 62, and the S&P 500 added 11. In New York, I'm Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
Local bar owners responding to the lifting of restrictions. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is with us. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Wichita bar owners taking a more measured approach to reopening. Over the weekend, there were reports saying some Old Town bars were packed with patrons eager to get back out again, but some business owners say they're still taking it slow, reopening not often as simple as it sounds. Barleycorn's owner, Justin Brown, for example, says it's a long-term play for him. He doesn't want to rush into reopening. Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly says he thinks the 737 MAX will return to service by the fourth quarter of this year. Kelly says the 737 MAX is a superior airplane to the next-gen 737 that the airline is currently operating. The MAX is the most cost-effective plane in terms of fuel and maintenance. Spirit AeroSystems in Wichita, of course, builds 70% of the 737 fuselage. The MAX has been grounded since March 2019. And Wichita State University Vice President of Strategic Communications Lou Heldman retiring. An article on the university's website doesn't provide a date, but says he'll retire this month. Heldman says he intends to stay in Wichita, but also plans to travel. Heldman has been with the university since 2007. Before that, he had been publisher at the Wichita Eagle since 2002. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, today is National Bubba Day. It recognizes Bubba? All those we lovingly call Bubba in our lives. May come from the way young children try to shorten the word brother.
Right.
Often used as an affectionate nickname for a brother, Bubba is also used by close family friends as a term of endearment. And if you've ever been, and you've been around College Station down to A&M.
Oh, yeah.
They had some Bubbas down there. They got some Aggies, but they got some Bubbas. And Bubba down there is a guy who's about 6'5" and 350 pounds.
Yeah.
And he drives a pickup like yours with the rear duals on it, like your pickup truck. And, and usually it's got either Yosemite Sam or the naked ladies on the mud flaps back there. So
I'm Bubba Roy.
That works. That's a little more rhythmic than Bill Roy.
Yeah, Bubba Roy.
Yeah.
Bubba Roy.
Well, I think I've got at least one grandson who's kind of a Bubba.
Have
you ever met Luke? I don't think you've met Luke.
Oh, yeah, I've met Luke.
Luke is now well over 6 feet, and he's about a 230, and you look at him, and the first thing you'd say is, Bubba, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to start calling
don't
him.
Don't mess with Bubba.
Old Bubba over there. All right, National Bubba Day. By the way, when's the last time you've been down there at College Station? You got your daughter still going to school down there?
Oh, man, it's been months. Of course, before the pandemic, it was last year.
That's right.
Probably middle of last year, last time I was there.
All right. You've got one that's going to A&M, right?
Yep.
All right. All right, thank you, sir. We'll check with you again. It's coming up on 7:55 now. Steve and Ted, that means 8 o'clock hour on the way. And stay
yes,
with Steve
do.
And Ted
yep, yep.
In the 8 o'clock hour. We've got the latest on the protests and the violence in several cities. Ted's got sports on the way, right, Ted?
That's right. We'll hear from former Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Warren Moon on his thoughts on the unrest in the U.S.
And plus entertainment news coming up.
Yeah, we'll get you caught up on entertainment news in The Blur. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And, of course, traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.